President Donald Trump has been impeached by the U.S. House over the violent siege of the Capitol. He's the only president to be twice impeached.
On this vote, the ayes are 232, the nays are 197.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Here is the President, Donald Trump.
Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for. No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence.
And here to analyze the situation, we have our political analyst, John Creed. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. An interesting topic, something we haven't talked about too much over the years.
No, we haven't. This is interesting. Since Andrew Johnson in the 1860s, there was no impeachment until Clinton, and now we've had three since Clinton's presidency. So it becomes a political thing, I believe, more than anything.
What about the difference between impeachment or censorship? Do you think it would have made a difference?
I think they would have got probably 100 Republicans to vote to censure President Trump. The thing to look at is that this impeachment, as opposed to the one a year ago, there were no hearings and no witnesses. They just speeded it through, and I think it was an attempt to get the impeachment to stop Trump from running in 2024.
Well, the question is, and I think you and I have talked about this before, if the impeachment were to go after the president leaves office, would he still be impeachable because he's not president?
That, I think that's a legal question. I don't know the answer. There was an impeachment attempted to a Secretary of War under President Grant. However, the Senate didn't approve it, and he had resigned from the cabinet. So the question is, can you impeach somebody who no longer has the office? And I think that's going to probably end up in the courts.
Now, what about the new president coming in and vice president? Will this somehow taint their administration?
Well, in two ways, I think. First of all, if the Senate decides to go for the conviction, under the law, if there's a trial for a conviction, the Senate can take up no other business unless they change the law. And if that be the case, Biden's presidency and the things that he might like to try to do might be held back in view of the censure vote in the Senate.
Well, it's an interesting story, and of course, we're going to keep on top of it here at WATD. Thank you so much for checking in with us today. That's WATD political analyst John Creed. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back right after this.